sitting on the Ritz. Dress up like a million-dollar trooper, trying hard to look like Gary Cooper. Come, let's mix where Rockefellers walk with sticks or umbrellas in their mitts, putting on their Ritz.
Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. I love that song. What about you, Doc Bill?
It fits the image.
It really does fit the image because it really puts you in the mind of getting all dressed up, especially on a cruise ship maybe, getting all dressed up, hoping you have that seat at the captain's table, and, you know, just a great meal that you know is coming. I mean, it really does make you think about luxury and luxury travel. But now we've been talking about all things luxury travel, and we defined that affluent traveler in our last segment, and I don't know. I mean, quite a few of those, I don't know if I fit into those, so I would really need to be one of those luxury travelers on a budget for me. What about you, Doc Bill?
About the same, but as long as you have the luxury, who cares?
Well, yeah, and it, you know, it really doesn't have to be about, you know, how much money you're spending either. I mean, it really doesn't, because you can really create a luxury experience by doing certain things.
That's how you spend your money smartly. And people with a lot of money, they spend it smartly. Mm-hmm. And that's what you want to learn about it.
Well, I agree with you on that. And I think there are some things that we can think about in terms of, you know, options for maybe having that luxury experience without really breaking the bank or really trying to, you know, live like you, you know, have the $250,000 a year salary, if, you know, if you don't. Because there are great places that you can go, because one of the things for me when I think of luxury is actually the location. If I have a location where I can be right on the beach or I can see those great sunsets, for me that really feels like I'm having a very special experience, and special experience equals luxury for me.
Yeah, I think when you look at a lot of what they call luxury places, I think in this day and age with the population in the world of about 7 billion people, finding places that are pristine and few people around is a great setting for luxury. And when you can have the amenities in a place like that, to me, that's harder to find these days.
It's definitely harder to find. And in the research that was done by LuxuryTravelAdvisor.com, they also mentioned in their results that for a lot of the affluent travelers, that is exactly what they're looking for. They're looking for pristine places where they can have privacy, where they can also have that ability to disconnect. Now, some of them do still need to stay connected to the office, but they certainly have that option of really feeling as though they are disconnecting from that really, really busy day-to-day lifestyle that they may lead.
And that's one of the neat things here about Georgia, because we have mountains that are pristine and few people around and beautiful streams, and then we also have the coast. And so we have both of those within our own state. So we can have that, or if you want to travel overseas, that's also an option available to you.
Well, I really like your mentioning the Georgia coast. Because we have Jekyll Island, that for many, many years was considered, you know, the playground of the rich.
It was.
Of the rich and famous. And the hotel there is still there on Jekyll Island, where the rich and famous would go and stay. And the Jekyll Island Club, I mean, it's still there. People can actually go there now. And it's not really determined as being, you know, something that's off limits. I mean, gather some of your friends together and, you know, make a choice, and you can, you know, you can definitely go there and have a nice vacation.
And contrary to what you think about the rich or the wealthy, one of the reasons we do have these pristine Georgia Barrow Islands is because of the wealthy. They bought most of the entire islands, and they held on to them. And when then they gave them back to the state, that allowed these large expanses of land to be pristine. South Carolina, where you didn't have that occur, you have the islands which were bought up by small little commercial concerns, and the islands don't have that pristine beauty, which is large expanses of huge islands. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the gifts that we actually got from that event.
Well, that's absolutely true. That has really kept it very pristine. And of course, also too, the mountains, you mentioned that. The mountains is another great place to go to have that experience. So it really does depend on what you define as being luxury and what really makes, you know, you feel as though you're having that unique experience. But now, I do have a top 10 list. You want to share that with me, Doc Bill?
Yes, the top 10 list of affordable luxury travel.
Yeah, I mean, because we can all do it. I mean, it really is a state of mind. I mean, we had Nicole on, and really that generation, I mean, we see it down on Sapelo. I mean, they come and they stay, you know, in cottages that are not, you know, $50 a night. I mean, the cottages are, you know, a bit more than that. So they're not really looking for, you know, a way to really sort of spend small amounts of cash. They're really spending, you know, they're spending the money, and they don't mind spending it. So there are different things that we can do. So let's go down that top 10 list and let's talk about it a little bit. The first thing there is booking your holiday as far in advance as possible. Now, of course, the further out that you book, especially if you're including airfare with that, you certainly do get better deals. But also, another good thing about booking far out in advance is that it allows you to get what you're looking for.
It does, and allows you to do more research and look into your topic or area as you approach the date.
Exactly, exactly, because things do fill up faster, especially around those special dates, spring break. I know we've talked about that before on the show, that really you should look at your calendar and look at those special dates that you have coming up and start really booking months ahead so that you can get those deals. And not only get the deals, but also you can get what you're wanting, because you can't have that luxury experience if you can't get there.
And also being flexible with your travel dates and flight times, that's number two. That's something that's also quite helpful.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And flexibility really does allow you to have those additional options. And with the airlines, you'll see sometimes even when you're booking, I mean, they ask you, how flexible are you with your dates? Because booking just even, a day later may make a difference. And certainly booking where you have, a weekend stay a lot of times does reduce the price of your airline ticket.
Also, last minute special offers is something to consider.
Now, that one I would definitely tie in with being very savvy with being online. Now, we do advocate here on the show quite a bit, to use your travel agents, and we, truly believe that. But also being quite savvy with getting online and just really looking around to see what you can find, because a lot of those last-minute deals will actually be emails that might come from, say, the airline or from the hotel that will say, we have these last-minute deals, and, come and stay with us this weekend. So you also have to be flexible, going back to that one, with being able to maybe just pick up and pack and go really quickly too at the last minute.
Booking out of season. A lot of places have their high tourist months and low tourist months. So booking out of season, you can also save a lot of money with that aspect.
And that is really, really a key for doing the luxury travel when you think about international travel. Because the high season is very expensive, and it's when a lot of people are traveling. But those low season times, the fall in Europe and the summertime in the Caribbean, I mean, those are great times to really look at, traveling to some of the destinations that you consider luxury and having that great experience.
And also reducing the length of your trip. The longer you stay in facilities, sometimes the more you'll pay. And a lot of times staying a smaller amount sometime can actually save you some money.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And you know what I think about with that one, too, is really spa vacations or golfing vacations. Spas, ladies like to go on spa vacations. Guys like to, in particular, go on golfing outings. So go and golf or go to the spa for, say, 2 or 3 days and come back. And you've had that great experience. And feel as though you've had something really luxurious in having a spa. At least that's one of my favorite things. There are a couple of other ones as well. So what about, just looking also too at other airlines? A lot of times we, would go to the main airlines, but there's some budget airlines that are out there as well that we can look to that may have fares that are a little less expensive than some of the larger airlines.
Or combinations. Sometimes a larger airline with a smaller airline getting you to certain out-of-the-way locations instead of trying to take the larger airline exactly to that site.
In addition to that, too, I think about, again, down on the coast, when we have people coming into Sapelo that may be flying in, you first think about, I'm going to fly into Savannah. But actually flying into Jacksonville can be a little bit cheaper, and you have many more flight options flying into Jacksonville. So sometimes looking at alternative airports as well and not the major airport is another way that you may be able to not only get discounted fares, but you may also be able to get a little bit more flexibility also in what you're looking at.
And also don't rule out all-inclusive options. They can be very, very great, and they also can save you a lot of money.
Yeah, all-inclusives are great. I mean, you're really starting to see more and more properties go to all-inclusive. And basically what that means is that everything that you're going to do, your food, many times your water sports that you may want to do on some of the properties are all included. It can be a little more expensive on the front end, but really when you're there, you don't have to worry about, paying for dinner every night, paying for breakfast, everything's included. You can just kind of have a go at it. Now, these are some great tips, and when we come back, we're going to speak with Mar Jennings that will have even more, he will have even more tips. So back in a few minutes on North Georgia's News Talk, AM 550, FM 102.9. This is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends on WDUN.